Okay, back with you tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. The NC2A tournament, it is almost here, and so many stories of the season that we're going to get into in our next segment. Our college basketball contributor that we have invited back from Slam Magazine, the owner and operates the five-star, the prestigious basketball camp, our very own Lee Klein. Of course, he's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening on this Friday. How are you, Lee?
Doing incredible. So excited for the Selection Sunday and the upcoming NCAA tournament. And really, it's been great so far, Championship Week, and it's promises just to get better.
Well, you're right. It is my favorite time of the year. Championship week, it is well underway, and we're going to break down some of the best teams and conferences and what to watch for before Selection Sunday. And really, in my mind, Lee, the race for the number one seed. I mean, some analysts are projecting there are six legitimate number one seeds. You've got undefeated Kentucky, really is essentially the only team that's locked in. But what is your view of like a Villanova, a Duke, a Virginia?
Well, I think right now the way it looks, I mean, six teams, you have six viable teams when you include Arizona and you include Wisconsin in the conversation with the teams you mentioned. And I think when we talk about the number one seeds, it's such an advantage to be a one seed, just to have that first, with the number one never having lost in the tournament, just that alone is a big advantage. And then as you face going into the, as you move forward into the next round. So I think Kentucky and Duke right now are situated to be one seeds, no matter the outcome of, what happens the rest of the way. I think they're set as number one seeds. Now you're talking about, can Virginia continue, are they worthy of keeping a one seed, or if Wisconsin should capture the Big Ten championship, if they won't leapfrog over the Cavs in that spot. And I think Villanova as well should be locked in as a one seed. I think that their body of work over the course of the season definitely deserves it. So to me, it becomes whether or not the fourth number one will be Virginia or if it'll be Wisconsin.
Have a number of questions about Virginia. I think back to that upset loss to Louisville, 59-57. I mean, when you review their full body of work, I mean, do they deserve to be a number one seed in your mind?
I think you get two different teams here. I think you have a team with Justin Anderson that has the ability to beat you in many different ways. They could spread the court. They could beat you inside. And then I think you have the team that you've presently seen with Justin Anderson being on the sidelines that's got to play a real defensive-minded game with a small margin for error in order to end up victorious. So I think that this is a team with Justin Anderson that competes for the national championship. And without him, I think we'll struggle. And, and unfortunately, probably have to gut out what might be six in a row, which will be too hard to go.
Hey, you are listening to the voice of Lee Klein, contributor with Slam Magazine, owner and operates the five-star basketball camp. Of course, he's joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are celebrating. It is Championship Week. And so talk to me now, Lee, the bubble tracker. Who's in and who's out?
Well, here we go. The bubble tracker, BYU, has done what it needed to do to put itself in the dance and in great position. BYU is just a great story of a fun offensive team, one of the best in the country that spread the ball around. They got guys that really shoot it. It should be a fun team to watch when we get there next week with Tyler Hawes and Kyle Collinsworth, two special, special players that the country is going to fall in love with. On the outside, unfortunately, Murray State, who had a terrific season,
yeah,
but fell short in just heartbreaking fashion by Belmont with an incredible three-point shot that Taylor Barnett hit to to knock the racers out of the tournament, and that'll be something that we'll miss seeing the great Cameron Payne, one of the real stars in mid-major basketball. Also moving forward, when you talk about who's in, we've seen an emergence in the Atlantic 10 with the Davidson Wildcats. First year in the Atlantic 10, incredible run throughout the conference, and now they are what Bob McKillop's done. We all remember what he did with Stephen Curry. Here's a team that's hot again, that just knows how to win with the coach that that just pulls all the right, makes all the right moves, maximizes his roster. And so Davidson's another team the country should get to know as they are in the dance and look to make some noise there. But unfortunately, with the Atlantic 10, because they're in, now that means that somebody else is going to be left out. And it most likely looks like the Rhode Island Rams, who have had a terrific resurgence under Danny Hurley, but don't have enough signature wins in order to be able to warrant an at-large bid.
Talking about maximizing the roster as we look ahead, I mean, give us your gut, feeling in terms of who's going to be that Cinderella team that's really going to surprise and go very, very deep this year in the NCAA tournament?
Well, here we go. The I think, Cinderella wears a different dress than what it used to. We used to think teams like Gonzaga and Wichita State were Cinderellas, but they, they spend a ton of money on their program. And when we redefine it and we look at it, we should think of almost Cinderella being somebody who can't really afford the diamond shoes and the decked-out dress.
Uh-huh.
So for me, Cinderella is the Ospreys from University of North Florida, who punched their first ticket ever to be in the NCAA tournament. And here's a team under Coach Matt Driscoll, the former Baylor assistant, that beat Purdue at Purdue and really is just a veteran team with good guard play that promises to give whoever they face, all their money's worth. I think this is a team that could win a game, maybe two in this tournament, and turn some heads. They shoot the three-point shot really well, and that's one of those elements that you need if you're going to make a run throughout the tournament.
The contributor with Slam Magazine, owner and operates the Five Star Basketball Camp. We are going one-on-one, hooping it up with Lee Klein. And I want to get your take on Kentucky. Obviously, the SEC tournament, it is underway right now in Nashville. They've been the biggest storyline all season long. Of course, this perfect regular season record, 31-0. Nine more wins for the Wildcats to duplicate the feat of Indiana in 76, the last time a team completed a season undefeated. Just what are your just overall takeaways from this historic season from Kentucky?
This has been a great story for college basketball. One, you've got kids sacrificing personal numbers and personal glory for the collective whole and the benefit of the team. That is as much what this is about as anything else, and really is refreshing in today's era in which we talk about a lot of individualism and entitlement in regards to our athletes. The second thing that about this, it really brings a lot of attention to college basketball that maybe doesn't get for the fair weather fan. Because now this is a story everyone wants to know about. Can a team be undefeated and run the table the rest of the way? And can this team, think about it from a five-year perspective? Can they win a second national championship and be in the Final Four? Once again, think about what it being for a legacy. Everyone likes college basketball is at its best when there's a great team to root for or root against.
Yes.
And that's what Kentucky is providing. And I think it's great for the game. And the selfless play of the team is great for basketball in general.
Well, it is quite an accomplishment, no doubt about it. I personally want them to finish strong. I'd love to see them run the table with an unblemished record. One of the things I want to talk to you about, Lee, is what is the key to managing egos on a team? Getting these young kids to sacrifice individual attention for the sake of the team.
Oh, I think that first off, you got to have a coach that is honest with his players. I think you got to be upfront and honest, and Cal does that, and he's got enough of an ego to warrant respect. So you get respect from doing what you say as well as being able to have done it in the past. And Cal fits the bill, and that's one of the reasons why he's successful in doing it. The second thing is, look at the success rate that he's had in producing kids to the NBA. And that's what everyone wants. They want to play at this next level, and he's been able to produce some of the best that have laced it up in the last decade. And so he's shown the blueprint of how to do it. So kids have bought into that aspect. But I think the third part is when you're able to see by the efforts of your sacrifice that it contributes and leads to success, that each day you buy in a little bit more. And at this point, I think those kids are all in for Cal. They'll go through a wall for him. They know that he's got their best interest in their mind, and they're having fun. They're enjoying being student athletes. They're enjoying this ride they're on. And like I said, that is the best part of all of this when you talk about the state of college basketball.
Lee, always a pleasure and honor to have you on the show right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. We will talk to you next week and enjoy Selection Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Definitely will be fun.
Absolutely. Stick around. We'll have much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.